Good morning, Tom. Congratulations. You're headed back for the fifth time. I guess it doesn't get old, does it?
Never. It sure doesn't. It was a. It's tough to get to this point. There's, you know, really 32 teams that are battling, and you know, everyone's got a shot at the beginning of the year, and to kind of be the one of the last teams standing is pretty special for all of us.
You know, as I watched that game last night and then thought about it again this morning, it seems to me that the 5 or 6 or 7 days worth of analysis and build-up and columnists and bloggers and talk show hosts saying this is what's probably going to happen and this is how it's going to play out, all of us were virtually wrong. I mean, you know, in no particular order, did anybody think the Patriots could win a game where you scored 8 points below your season average, Baltimore possessed the ball for 7 more minutes than you did, the Patriots' defense couldn't get off the field on third down 9 separate times. Flacco had a better day than you did. I think you even admitted that. And the New England defense would be required to bail you guys out. Nobody saw any of this coming, Tom.
Yeah, no one did. But I think that's why we play the game. And that's why, you know, it's no one ever knows going into these games. We go in there with a certain game plan thinking that I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Benny, give your dad a break for 1 second.
He makes more sense than me to Perel, I'll say that.
He just wants to play. And he doesn't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
That's his mom's personality right there.
Hey, do you know what Baltimore specifically did to have you have an off day, or was that on your own? Did they do something to take you out of your comfort zone, or were you just not having one of your better days in and of itself?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, the interceptions hurt. You know, I think it's hard to be productive on offense when, you know, you turn the ball over. So it's certainly, you know, you go into these games with a plan, with a game plan, and you know, they're a very good defense. I mean, they got some, you know, some Hall of Famers, 3 or 4 Hall of Famers on that defense. So every yard we had to earn. You know, I was driving home yesterday, and I said, God, it's just, there's some games where you feel like, man, guys are open, bam, you're hitting them, and you're moving the ball down the field, and, you know, you're getting the ball in the end zone, kind of like we did against Denver. And there's other weeks where, man, you're battling for every half a yard. I mean, you look at that goal line situation we had where it's 2nd and a half yard, and you sneak, you think you're in. You know, then we hand it off on 3rd down, and you think you're in. And then you got to, you know, we got the sneak on 4th down, but it's just that's the way it was all day. And, you know, that's why those guys are, you know, the Ravens are, you know, as good as they are because they consistently play well on defense. So, you know, I thought we really did move the ball well at times. You know, we didn't do a great job in the red area, you know, I wish I wouldn't have had the interceptions. But other than that, I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job out there. We could have scored more points, but, you know, that's every week for us. But it's great to win the game.
And what is your, when Cundiff's kick goes wide left, who or what is your first thought? What are you thinking right there and then?
I couldn't believe it. Because, you know what? You know, you sit on the sideline and you're racking your brain to, you know, how you're going to pull this game out. You know, they hit that long play to Bolden, and you thought, oh, man. Then they got to the 11-yard line and with plenty of time left, and I thought, oh, you know, I hope they don't score here. And you know, our defense, Sterling made a couple huge plays there, unbelievable plays, and then they come out for the kick, and, you know, you're kind of getting ready for, all right, what are we going to do in overtime?
Right.
You look up, and the ball doesn't go in. I looked at Billy, and Billy ran over to me, and we gave each other a hug, and it was a, you know, a pretty cool feeling. It's a very special night. We'll never forget that game.
Do you feel lucky? Do you feel like this team is blessed and is just, I don't know, team of destiny, or just a team where everything is just breaking right for it?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think you get to this point in the season without a certain degree of luck. we've been in a lot of tough games all year, and, you know, some balls have bounced our ways, and you see the same thing from the Giants. I mean, they barely got into the postseason, and now look at them, and they're playing their best football, so it's just the way it is. I mean, there's, you know, 5, 6 weeks ago, everyone was talking about really two teams, the Packers and the Saints. You know, and, you know, it was really just, you know, a commitment by a lot of guys to be more mentally tough than their opponents. And I think we've, you know, win 10 straight like we have, and they have certainly haven't all been pretty. You know, the offense has played really well at times. The defense certainly has played really well at times. Special teams, we've gotten huge plays from special teams. So it's really been a special season. Now we just have to finish it the way we all want to.
Tom, I can only assume you have that nagging morning backache after the leap into the end zone where you kind of did a reverse C, and I don't think you're supposed to bend that way, and then Ray gave you a shot as well. But you didn't seem to be affected at the moment.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling that one today, but hopefully it goes away here in the next 48 hours before we start practice on Wednesday. But it feels a lot better when you win, I'll tell you that. Even
yep.
though I didn't sleep a whole lot last night, I'm feeling pretty damn good this morning.
Hey, what makes a good quarterback sneaker? Because you seem to be one of the better ones at it. And, in fact, there was a little wrinkle where you sort of pulled and went outside the guard and the tackle on the first one that was ruled down half a yard short, correct? That was a little
yeah.
different formation.
Well, you're just trying to go where they're not. So I was, you know, you're looking for any little hole, and you know, the offensive line did a good job, you know, really trying figuring it. We were really all on the same page where I was trying to go, so that was really important. And it's like I said, it's, you know, Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs and Haloti Ngata and Cody and Jarrett Johnson. I mean, I swear to God, every half yard yesterday felt like it was having a teeth pulled.
Mm.
And you know, I think so much is the way we start the game. We, you know, to go three and out there in the first series and then to have some opportunities to score there on the second series and only kick a field goal. You know, those are things you really want to get off to a good start and set the tone for the whole day. But, you know, if you don't, which we didn't, you still got to continue to fight. And, you know, our guys fought to the very end.
Were you surprised when they told you to take a knee with a minute left in the half?
You know, that was coach's decision. So, you know, whatever we're told, that's what we do. It's not like we were playing particularly well on offense, so
right.
They had some timeouts left. You know, I think we were just regrouping and going and getting ready for the second half.
I know you'll say that the Super Bowl 42 from 4 years ago doesn't matter, but does the November 6th game when they came in New England and beat you guys, does that matter? Does that affect the plan as you go ahead and get ready for the Super Bowl?
Well, we'll certainly look at that game.
Yeah. No,
I mean, several times. I mean, you see matchups. You see how your guys, you know, match up against their guys, you know, and route running and blocking and so forth. It'll have absolutely zero impact on the game. I mean, but at the same time, hopefully we can learn some lessons from that game. You know, we really lost the turnover battle in that game, which really hurt us. You know, it was a great game, and, you know, Eli drove the team down, and they scored with just a few seconds left. But it was a great game. It sets up for a great rematch between two teams, really, who have earned the right to represent their conferences in the Super Bowl. It's a great feeling for all of us players. Not that I've ever taken for granted being there, because I certainly haven't, but you really realize how hard it is to get there, even when you have great teams. Like, you know, a lot of teams this year, whether it's Baltimore or Green Bay or the Saints or San Francisco. I mean, everyone's had great seasons, but, you know, there's only two teams that get to play in this game.
Tom, the only other thing that surprised me more than the offense taking a knee at the end of the first half, because we're told you like to score at the end of the first half and get the ball coming out for the second half and score there, was
yeah.
the aggressive bomb to Slater right after Spike's interception. Did it not seem more prudent to try to put together an efficient, time-consuming, you know, six-minute drive because there were like 7 minutes left in the game as opposed to going for that? Or did somebody see something that told you that was going to be open?
You know, we hadn't really taken any shots. So, you know, I thought we were trying to get him to kind of fall asleep on a play. And, you know, Matt was running hard and Pollard got his hand on it and Jimmy Smith made a great interception. So, you know, we learned from it. I mean, I certainly wish I didn't throw that interception. That was probably the play that kept me up all night last night.
Mm-hmm.
But our defense really saved the day for us. And, you know, it's even though when the offense doesn't play great, it was great for, you know, us to look out on the field and really see the defense playing their butts off for the entire game and really getting us a very hard-fought win.
Specifically to Vince, in all your years in this game, have you seen a defensive lineman have that kind of dominating performance? And I think he was out there for 67 of the Ravens' 70 offensive snaps and just dominated a game in so many different ways.
I mean, he's a phenomenal player. I mean, he's It's his agility, his quickness, his power, his toughness. I mean, any great adjective you want to describe Vince, you can. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader, captain, and the whole team rallies around him. So he's just he's done an incredible job not only yesterday but all season. And everyone relies on him for that leadership, and he certainly provides it, and he brings it every week. So it's great to have him out there.
We heard immediately after the game, we heard a number of people say, we've heard it this morning on our show, that because you had an off day yesterday, you'll be more determined than ever to go out there and just have a great Super Bowl. I'm not sure how that works. Can you be more determined to have a great Super Bowl than you would have been otherwise? I mean, is there any motivation, any extra motivation needed when you take the field at the Super Bowl?
Well, there's plenty of motivation there. As the Denver game had no impact on yesterday's game, this game will have no impact on the game 2 weeks from now. I'm going to work as hard as I can these next 2 weeks to be prepared and to hopefully go out there and play my best game. Hopefully the best game I've ever played. And that's what I'm expecting. That's what I expect to do. And I know that's what my teammates expect of me. So, we're going to work our butts off. As Coach said last week, put your blinders on and just focus on the target. And our target is 2 weeks from yesterday. And all of our energy and attention is going to be focused on what we need to do to win this game. And it's going to be a hard-fought game. We're going to have to earn it. It's going to be a 60-minute game, and the team that plays the best is going to win.
If a rookie, if any of the rookies, if Sterling Moore asked you, what's the most important thing, Tom, I need to know as we get ready to head to Indianapolis, what would you tell him?
That's a great question. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a football game, so we just got to be prepared to play. And, there's a lot of other distractions that can get in the way, and there's a lot of requests from a lot of people that already start coming in. But at the same time, our job is to get ready to play the game. And believe me, if you lose this game, there's an awful feeling in your stomachs for a lot of years. So you want to do everything you can to be ready and prepared to play and really not let anything get in the way of, our finest performance.
Do you still have an awful feeling in your stomach from 07?
I mean, as time goes on, I still can't watch highlights from that game. I think that's just the way it is. You get to the end, and we had a great opportunity there and really squandered it because we didn't play, our very best. And you realize in this game you're playing the best competition in the league for everything's on the table. So it's a great chance to be here, and this team has deserved it. I mean, it's a special group of guys that, like I said, is great camaraderie in the locker room. Everyone is there for each other. There's great support, and now we just got to go out there and win one more game.
Hey, Tom, can you articulate what the Ravens and the 49ers are feeling this morning? Because they were so close, you can almost taste the Super Bowl. It's snatched away from them. The season is over immediately, very quickly, and you're also faced with lining up all the things in your mind that went well and went right for that team to get to this spot and never make it to Indianapolis.
Yeah, and we've done that a few years also, in several years, whether it was in 07 or 08 and 2010, those seasons, it's tough. I mean, Coach always says it's like you're on a treadmill and it's on about a 12 mile per hour sprint, and then all of a sudden you just hit the stop button, and that's the way it's going to feel in 2 weeks for us. And there's such a sense of urgency every day of our these past 6 months, every day of the football season, to be prepared to either get ahead or to catch up on an opponent, or even during the bye week you're trying to get ahead on the opponents. So there's a lot of guys have really committed themselves, and it's been the pedal to the metal for five months now. So there's light at the end of the tunnel for all of us. you know, there's one game to play, and it means everything. So I can't wait. I'm excited. I really enjoyed yesterday's win, and like I said, I wish I'd done a better job yesterday, but I'm thrilled to be a part of this game and to be a part of this team and to lead our team onto the field in Indy.
Can you compare the Giants' defense to the Ravens' defense? Is it trickier? Do they disguise things more? Or is it more straightforward? How are they alike? How are they different?
It's a little bit different. They're two totally different defenses. So, the Giants have a very good defense. They got guys that can cover, one of the best pass rushes that you'll face in a league. Very physical linebackers. You know, they tackle well. It's a very good defense. I mean, we didn't score a lot of points against them last time.
Right.
Like I said, the turnovers hurt us last game. I think we had four turnovers last game. I mean, you're not going to beat the Giants turning the ball over four times. So we've really escaped the last few weeks turning the ball over. It's one stat in the game, losing the turnover battle. You know, pretty much correlates to losing a whole bunch of times.
Yesterday.
We got away with it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Time for the question of the week, Tom, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cards and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. Questioner wants to know, Tom, is the spirituality that Robert Kraft has referenced a couple of times during the course of the season, the unified respect and admiration for Myra Kraft, playing any kind of role in this team's success and this team's ability to galvanize as one?
Well, I would say she's with us every step of the way, and we wear those patches on our jersey, and the painting that was commissioned, by our team as a present to Mr. Kraft sits in a locker room, on game day. So I'm sure it'll be there on Super Bowl Sunday too, and it's just a reminder for us that what a special season this is for. The owner of our team and his family and all the people who loved Mrs. Kraft so much. So there's plenty of spirituality in our locker room, and it's really a great reflection for all of us and to have that patch on our jersey, and hopefully we'll go out and represent her well.
Hey, before we let you go, what did you say to Ray Lewis early in the third quarter when you had a little words? What did he say back to you, and what did Suggs say? Because I'm sure he got a couple of yaps in there as well. Can you tell us?
I don't remember what I said. I'm sure I wouldn't have wanted my mom to hear what I said, but I don't quite remember.
Did either one of them have a funny comeback for you?
No. We were both getting into it, so it was pretty intense at that point in the game.
Are you one of those guys that just gets tickets for, like, your immediate family and everyone else? You know, you just pawn off on, someone else and just deal with – and don't let them get in your way. Don't let them, the friends from high school distract you here.
Yeah. It's – you kind of go through the procedures, and I've been through it a few times.
Yeah.
It's hard because, it's not like there's a Super Bowl tree where you just – it's a Super Bowl ticket tree where you can just, grab Super Bowl tickets. We only get a certain amount. And every player in the league and every coach in the league gets them. So, I try to get as many as I can and fulfill as many requests as possible. But, I wish I had 500 tickets to give to everybody. We just don't get those.
You can let Benny out of the closet now.
Yeah, he can be free.
I know, my wife took him downstairs and distract him with, Diego or something like that.
Congrats on the win. Congrats on getting to the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you down the road. We're headed for Indy. We'll see you there, Tom.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.